Welcome to the Food and Farming Podcast from AHDB, keeping levy payers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
Hello. In this episode, we take a look at some of the initiatives AHDB is running when it comes to educating the next generation. Important things like where their food comes from and promoting healthy eating. I'm John Bates, and with me down the line is Ros Reynolds, AHDB's Head of Education. Ros knows more about the pilot schemes involving schools, trips to farms, and funding ingredients into classes. That sounds complicated. Looking forward to hearing a bit more about that. Also, in just a moment, we'll hear from two teachers and a beef farmer who's going to tell us a little bit about their experience with this initiative. But first, let's just say hello to Ros.
Hi, John. Morning.
Morning. Welcome back to the podcast, and thanks for sparing the time. Let's kick off with the Ingredients into Schools programme. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah. So I think you'll agree, cooking is a key life skill. And we want to, as part of our education work, really support practical cookery in schools. But when it comes to practical cookery in schools, we know that sometimes there's a barrier, and that barrier is the cost of ingredients. And that's being particularly heightened with the cost of living crisis. And in most instances, it's the parents who are having to provide the ingredients or contribute to their cost. And when we talk about high value products such as meat, that sometimes means that then it gets cut off the menu in terms of practical cookery in schools. So we wanted to tackle that head on and provide ingredients free of charge into schools. And that's what we've been doing with this pilot. So we've run three focus fortnights in schools. So one around pork, one around flour and dairy, and one around beef. And the students have been cooking ingredients with those ingredients to make recipes that we've provided, and also provided teaching resources for teachers. So we've had over 2,500 students get involved in that pilot, and it's very much been a collaboration. So we've been working with our education partner, the British Nutrition Foundation, to deliver it. We've also been working with industry, so with contract caterers, so Elior and Hutchinson and their suppliers, Bid Food and Turner Price. But also Lidl have got involved, and they've provided vouchers to cover the wider ingredients that go in the recipes. And then also UK Flour Millers. So they've got involved providing the flour. So it's very much been a collaboration.
Sounds really exciting. Let's just hear from some couple of people in the classroom. Using Teams technology, I'm delighted to welcome to the podcast Ashley Bowe and Alex Gordon from Abbeywood Community School in Bristol. And thanks very much for sparing the time to come onto the podcast. Chaps, just tell us a little bit about your experience of participating in this programme where AHDB puts ingredients into schools. What motivated you to get involved?
So we were highlighted the programme to us by our canteen provider, Elior. And so we looked at the programme, we thought it was going to be absolutely brilliant for our school and our community, because providing the ingredients into the schools has been great for participation. So it's increased our participation in lessons, because we would have a lot of students who wouldn't bring ingredients, you know, for various reasons, either time constraints, family issues, or through financial problems. And having 100 students all cooking the same recipe has been brilliant, and it's really helped with our workload as well, which is, but that's the lesser part of it. The most important part is getting the participation from the students.
And did it spark a whole conversation about the ingredients?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So for instance, when we did the crumpets with the homemade butter, many of the students didn't even know how butter was made. So it sparked loads of conversations around where butter comes from, how it's made, the whole process of it. From the farm all the way down to them making it and using it in their recipes as well. I don't know if Alex has got something to say on that, because he administered the crumpets and butter lesson.
It was absolutely fantastic. And yeah, the kids got really involved, and you provided great resources about the processing of the flour as well. So how it goes from it being harvested and milled, and they were quite interested in how all of that worked, how it gets from the ground to the shelf. Again, making the butter, they're all pretty intrigued about how it's actually made. Some complaints about greasy hands, but that's all part of the joy. But yeah, no, it was really fantastic to see them all get involved and have such an interest in the more like in-depth processes of how the food gets from where it's grown to their plate. So yeah, it's been fantastic.
Yeah, and I guess for those of us that are involved in farming, then, you know, you would look at something like, you know, butter and crumpets and that sort of thing as being, you know, really quite straightforward and everyday, but actually really complex to get all the ingredients together and get something delicious on the plate. So let's just talk about that for a moment. How did it turn out when all the ingredients had come together and the young people had done the cooking? How did that turn out?
They seem to really enjoy it. We've got some really nice crumpets and butter, molding it into different various shapes. So some people try to do like little quenelles of butter, a little bit of sea salt, trying to make it look really fancy and just taking like a really like large amount of pride in their work. The crumpets, some a bit on the mother only a mother could love side, but most of them were very, very nice and well shapen. I hadn't even made crumpets myself before, so it's an experience for me as well. I'd never made them before, so mine turned out okay. But it's still a learning curve for me, a learning curve for them, and eventually got the hang of it, delivered it a couple of times.
So were there any challenges that you needed to overcome?
I'm not too sure about challenges. I think getting it organised, and I think that the help that we've had from Roz and through the Food, a Fact of Life and all of that, all of the preparation done behind the scenes has been absolutely great. So it's helped us, solve a lot of those problems, you know, with the logistics of getting the ingredients in, going to the shop and buying it, you know, using Lidl's and figuring out how much we needed of things. Having that all done for us has solved a lot of those problems. So we didn't really encounter many issues because of all the organisation that went on behind the scenes. But I think some of the students had reservations about some of the ingredients that we're using because they're just, some of them were unfamiliar to them. So like, for instance, the pork mince, we don't really use a lot of pork mince in school. So there's some reservations about students, and then just talking them through the whole process and the uses of that ingredient, how to alleviate any of those issues. I don't know if Alex has got anything to say with that.
I would agree. So yeah, sometimes like if they're handling unfamiliar ingredients, they can be a bit reluctant to sort of handle it. But like probably 98% of pupils eventually were like, yeah, I'm going to give this a go. And then they made some delicious food in the orange pork and the crumpets and the aromatic beef curry. They all really enjoyed it once they got stuck in and sort of pushed past that first barrier. But yeah, so like sometimes sourcing the ingredients without as a technician can sometimes be a bit of a, at the start of the lesson, a challenge. But we got through it, and because we do hospitality and catering, we do a lot of practical. So they're quite proficient in their skills. By the time we got the ingredients, they were quite sort of proficient in weighing out and their various processes of cooking.
And I do think, though, that a lot of the issues that we have prior to all of this was solved a little bit through the provision of the ingredients. So when we put a new recipe out to students, quite often they'll look at it and go, well, I'm not familiar with that, and they won't bring the ingredients for it, or they're reluctant to try, or, you know, with trial and error. But because the ingredients were provided for them, they really got into it, and they really tried hard, because they've seen it as, well, it's not their money, it's not their ingredients, but it really gave them an opportunity to try something completely new. So it solved an issue that we encounter quite a lot before the ingredients were provided for us.
And of course, I'm bound to ask, who does the washing up?
The students.
Yeah.
and is this an ongoing process now? Then is this sort of firmly established in the curriculum?
It's something that we're exploring as a school. So, like at the moment, if schools find out, you know, the financial outlook for schools is a little bit, edgy at the moment, and I'm exploring how we can use our budget a little bit more positively to you know, include these sessions throughout the year, especially for year seven. So I'm in talk with SLT about providing ingredients, but also we're going to have a look at local providers around the area. So like our local supermarket, we've got a huge food delivery warehouse down the road, Breaks. And so I'm going to be in contact with them to see if they could provide some ingredients as well. So it has started a bit of a thought process how we can bring this in. It will be difficult to provide ingredients for all the students, but if we could do element to this and maybe link it to themes like you've provided. I think it has started a thought process, and I think looking forward, that's something we're definitely going to be looking at.
Well, look, all power to you. And if there's, you know, any support that Ros and the team from AHDB can give you, then, you know, please just do call out. So thanks ever so much for sparing the time to come on the podcast. Really interesting story. Thanks.
No problem at all. Thank you ever so much. Thank all the best. You.
That's Ashley Bowe and Alex Gordon from Abbeywood Community School. So, Ros, let me just come back to you again now. Tell us perhaps a little bit about the evaluation and any sort of statistics or any information that you can give us about how this project's inspired students.
Yes, it's brilliant to hear from Ashley and from Alex. And as part of our wider evaluation, we've also been getting feedback from the students themselves. So including Harry, who is a student who was saying how much he enjoyed the pork recipe that he made and how it tasted amazing. And then we had a Jake who cooked a beef curry, and he told me that it tasted and smelt banging, and I took that as a positive endorsement. So it's been really great to get that feedback directly from students. And particularly when we know when it comes to red meat, our research has shown that actually sometimes taste can be a barrier stopping people eating red meat. So actually getting young people to cook and try and ingredients that they might not normally work with can be really kind of powerful. And then as part of some of our wider evaluation, a lot of the teachers have said that actually the students have asked for the recipes so they can do them at home. So that's always a great thing to hear, because really we want to inspire young people to cook with the ingredients. So whether that would be the beef, the pork, or the flour and dairy. And that was a question that we asked the teachers as part of our evaluation. And 100% of the teachers said that their students would cook again with pork and with the flour and dairy, and 67% said that they would cook, students would cook pork again. So that's really kind of positive. And then we've also heard from teachers that their students have developed their knowledge and their cookery skills with those beef, pork, flour and dairy. So 90% or more of the teachers have said that that's the case. And some wider benefits actually that we've seen. So really interesting to hear from some teachers. So 27% of the teachers who've got involved have said that actually it's had a positive impact on attendance in school. And you've been hearing about some of those wider benefits from Ashley and from Alex about, you know, students might forget or there might be other pressures on them, and that can sometimes impact on attendance. So great to see those wider benefits.
Crumpets and butter, that would get me going to school, I have to tell you. I can hear the excitement in your voice. You know, it's really good to hear how well received this project has been. I'm John Bates, and you're listening to AHDB's Food and Farming podcast. With me throughout this episode is AHDB's Head of Education, Ros Reynolds. And we're here to look at what's being done to inspire the next generation about food. Ros, getting ingredients into school is obviously, that's beneficial to learning. That's been clear from what you and Ashley and Alex have said to us. But there's also this aspect about school farms visits, so this programme that you've also introduced. So tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, so that's another pilot project that we've been running. And we've been supporting a group of fantastic farmers who could have joined in their quest, really, to connect with young people, and that they wanted to invite young people onto their farm and really help them to connect with where their food comes from. So this programme is really about those people, those farmers who are new to hosting school farm visits or have limited experience, and giving them the skills, know-how and knowledge to be able to do that in a really impactful way. And at the heart of this pilot project, our farmers have undergone some training, so called CVAS, which stands for Countryside Educational Visits Accreditation Scheme. Bit of a mouthful, but CVAS for short. And so that training, as I say, is really about giving them the knowledge and confidence to be able to deliver a really memorable and fun, hopefully, school farm visits in a safe way. way. And in addition to that training, what's unique about our offer as well is one-to-one support with an education specialist. So we've been working with Leaf Education on this pilot project, and their regional team have been providing that one-to-one support to really help those farmers on their journey to deliver school farm visits. And our farmers are now at the stage where they've either got planned or that they've actually delivered their first or even more farm visits. So it's a really exciting time.
So let's just find out a little bit how the programme has gone. Roz has been to the Groundswell event in Hertfordshire and has met up with some of the farmers that have been involved. And in particular, she caught up with beef farmer Claire Beaumont.
Hi, we're here today at a very hot and sunny Groundswell. And joining me on the AHDB stands is Claire Beaumont, who's a farmer from Penrith. And Claire, you took part in the pilot project we ran. So tell me, what inspired you to get involved in the first place?
Hi there. Yeah, well, we've just opened converted a barn into be an education centre. And we thought it would be a great idea. The space was perfect for being able to bring more people onto the farm and students and getting kids onto the farm and seeing how food is produced and kind of breaking the perceptions of how food is produced, because we do it in a very much very regenerative fashion. We're pasture certified and we're organic and we have everything outside all the time. So we're kind of getting that message out to kids as young as age as possible. We were keen to get out there.
Tell me about your experience on the programme. Any particular highlights for you?
So I did the online course, which I really enjoyed because it was kind of almost like a weekly catch up with everyone. And I really liked the fact that it was online because it meant that you could sort of solidify what we were getting taught every week. And it was quite nice to sort of see everyone's faces every week. The bit that I really enjoyed was, it's slightly daunting to start with, but really enjoyed it when we did it, was when the very last session, when we had to online reenact a kind of activity we would do with the kids, which was actually kind of hilarious because we were all trying to pretend to have a load of kids with us while sitting in our office and some of us sitting in our farmyards. So yeah, that was really good fun.
And in terms of, you've just done your first farm visit, so tell us about that. And did everything go according to plan?
Yeah, it did. I think one thing that I was really nervous about doing was school visits with secondary school kids, because I think getting them enthusiastic about stuff that's happening on farms can be that much challenging. So I've done two visits with Katie from Leaf, both of them secondary school kids and kids doing agriculture, either as a full course or just as an additional kind of extra course that they're doing. And they were really good fun. I think having Katie helping was amazing because she has sort of set activities, but we worked together quite a lot on what ideas I thought would work best on the farm and what would get the kids enthusiastic. So yeah, it worked really well. The kids had loads of questions, which I always love because that makes the sessions that much more engaging.
So what kind of questions were they asking you?
Well, we had a lot of the ones that were very much on an agricultural course were asking us a lot of things like, well, why don't you just plough up your fields and put turnips on there? And I was like, well, I don't want to do that because firstly it involves a tractor, which we try and avoid. We've got amazing permanent pasture which you wouldn't possibly want to destroy, and you know, we're doing perfectly fine without having to do that. But yeah, and a lot of them were kind of, why have you not got them inside? A lot of the really sort of challenging questions that they saw happening every day on their farms or what they see all the time on other farms. And yeah, questioning why we weren't doing that.
Brilliant. And you mentioned that you've had secondary school students. Are you hoping to get some primary school students as well?
Yes, well, we have had some primary school students already. Since doing the course, we've teamed up with the Outward Bound, who happen to have a centre in our village. So, and they're delivering the John Muir Awards. So we're helping them with the conservation side of it. So they have loads of kids coming from all over the country, a lot of them from inner city areas, doing their week-long residential. So it's great that a lot of them have not been on a farm, don't really appreciate where their food is coming from.
Yeah.
And yeah, in some ways, those kind of year five, year six kids are really, really engaging because they just love running around and, again, ask crazy questions. So what sort of crazy questions they ask then? I think one is, can I marry that cow? And what do you say? It's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. Her name's Alice.
Right. And then, so what would your advice be if any farmer was interested in getting involved in the school farm visits programme?
Just do it. I mean, it really helps me with confidence on what to do. I think there's the elements of how you market yourself to farmers, to schools, to encourage them onto your farm. There's a lot of the activities, but some of the things like the health and safety, making sure the kind of biosecurity is there, all of those are things that it sounds boring, but it's really important. If you know you've got it right, you don't have to worry about it, and it's kind of that goes from your mind and you can focus on the important bit.
That's Levy Pair Claire Beaumont sharing her experiences of the School Farms Visit Support Programme. Good interview, by the way, Ros. You after my job. Anyway, school visits, they sound great. How many farmers have been involved?
So we've supported 20 farmers as part of the pilot project, and we've had really positive feedback from them. So one of the things has been around the training. So I mentioned, you know, about building confidence, and that's what the farmers have told us that have been through that process. So, you know, some have said how they didn't know where to start, first of all, with school farm visits, but actually it's given them the confidence. They know how to reach schools, what activities they can offer the schools and how they can link with the curriculum. And that could be, you know, whether it be a primary school or secondary school. So it's really interesting. So one of our farmers, Serena Colwell, she's actually hosted GCSE students who are studying photography. So you wouldn't necessarily make that connection with farming and photography, but actually that's been a great way of getting those young people on farm, and really positive feedback from the teacher who was part of that visit, and how fantastic it was, and how much the students actually came out their shell being on farm and meeting the animals and getting, you know, in that wider farming environment. So really positive.
Yeah, really great context. And presumably one measure of success is the fact that perhaps farmers will do this more than once.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So that's very much our intention. And I know the farmers that came on board with the pilot, you know, that's definitely was their kind of thought, that they wanted to be involved on a longer term basis. So kind of measures of success is obviously their confidence. But also in terms of, I think what's really helpful to them is getting feedback from the teachers and from the students themselves. So one of the things that we cover on the CVAS course actually is the importance of evaluation. So that's really great in terms of, you know, being able to kind of measure kind of success, but also kind of get that kind of testimonials back.
Yeah. And what's next for the scheme?
Yeah, so really excited to share with you that we are rolling out another phase of the programme, so another wave of support. And that will be for up to 30 farmers, so 30 levy payers from our beef, lamb, dairy and pork sectors that we'll be able to support as part of that programme. And so if you're interested and want to really host school farm visits and really help connect young people with where their food comes from, but you're not quite sure where to start, or you're wanting to build your confidence, then please do get in touch with us. Also visit our website, so ahdb.org.uk/school farm visits, and there's lots of information on there on how you can get involved, and as I say, hopefully apply, and that might be something you want to get involved with us on.
We've kicked off the school farm visit support program and the ingredients into schools pilot, and that presumably involves lots of collaboration with others. So you've talked about LEAF, but I also know that you want to talk about the British Nutrition Foundation.
Yeah, so I mean, definitely with our education work, we want to work in collaboration. We've got a fairly limited budget when it comes to our education work, so that's really about how we can leverage our investment and get out to more teachers or young people. So a prime example of that is our work with the British Nutrition Foundation. So they are a charity, and together with them, we jointly deliver the Food a Fact of Life education programme. And that is a programme that's specifically designed for teachers. So for teachers of children aged 3 up to 16, so it covers both primary and secondary school. And we cover the three main areas of our education work. So that's where food comes from, healthy eating and cooking. So that's all covered in the programme. And the programme covers the whole of the balanced plate and balanced diet. So it's not just AHDB sectors. But actually what we found by being part of that broader programme, we get much greater uptake and engagement from teachers. So that's been really positive for us. And the programme includes both online resources, and they're all curriculum compliant, but also teacher training as well. So we run conferences, workshops and webinars to really build confidence of teachers, whether they're specialist food teachers as like Ashley and Alex that we heard from are, or non-specialist food teachers who might be, for example, primary school teachers. And then just by way of kind of impact and what we see on the Food Effective Life Education Programme. So last financial year ending at the end of March, we had over 1.3 million resource downloads from the website. So they're individual resources that are downloaded and used in the classroom by teachers. So that's really great. And we've trained more than 620 teachers. As I say, that could be a conference, a webinar or a workshop. So working in partnership is really powerful for us.
Yeah, and I can certainly see the advantages. You spelled a few out there, but presumably also it comes with a great deal of credibility if we're working with others.
Yeah, absolutely. So, with the Food Effects of Life Education Programme, the British Nutrition Foundation, as the name would suggest, are, you know, experts when it comes to nutrition. And so really have that kind of scientific rigour behind the work. They've also got a team that's dedicated on education. So they are ex-food teachers or primary school teachers. So we're really going to get that kind of expertise on the programme. And then obviously the other side of the programme that I mentioned around where food comes from, you know, partnering with ourselves, we can obviously bring that kind of farming knowledge as well. So it really enriches the whole programme.
So with luck, that'll have given you an idea of the initiatives that AHDB is involved in, from farm visits to cooking in schools. I hope you agree AHDB's done a good job. Roz and her team have done a great job to foster knowledgeable and a healthy next generation. Thank you to our guests, Roz Reynolds, Ashley Bowe and Alex Gordon and Claire Beaumont, for sharing their insights and experiences. If you want to know more about the work that AHDB does with your levy, visit ahdb.org.uk. And of course, I'm sure Roz would want me to mention again, there is the Food A Fact of Life website. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.
If you have any comments about this podcast or have ideas for future episodes, please email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk.